Welcome to Bridge of Hope. It's going to be an awesome day. Spring is here. It's a new season. Are you ready to step into it? Anybody? Where's all my partiers, man? Lord, we just lift up this day to you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just lead us, guide us, help us, strengthen us, empower us, fill us. Jesus, we honor you, and we thank you for the power of your blood. We thank you, Lord, for the semblance of baptism and new life. Have your way today, Lord. Have your way in Jesus' name.
Thank you. tell you to buckle up. I actually want you to take your seatbelt off. It's much funner to just go fly around. But I want to encourage you that you don't have to stay in your seat. You can move around. You can come up here. There's banners around. I guess you could jump in the water if you want, but don't. But the service is going to be quite different today. We have at least 8 baptisms, and who knows what might happen from that point. I think what we're probably going to do is periodically do a baptism or two and jump back into worship. And so I don't know. I don't know exactly what today's going to look like in all of that. I'm just giving you a pre-warning. But again, I didn't come up here to tell you to buckle up to wait for that. I just want you to let your seatbelt loose and, like, go for it. So, yeah. It doesn't bother me. It's not a thing. I feel like there's something in it, though, that I think the oldest person being baptized is 15. And so all the rest are under 15. And I began to think about when the Israelites came out of Egypt, eventually a generation came about that did not have any knowledge of slavery, of captivity, of being stuck in this place of religious stuff. And so I really feel like the generation that we're raising, we are needing to recognize the raising them outside of religious captivity, raising them outside of the thought of being slaves to religiousness. And so, again, I don't want to stop. If there's anyone older than 15 that wants to get baptized, I'll dunk you just as well. But the thing is like, as I was worshiping down here and you began to declare new life, and my heart immediately grabbed a hold of that, and the expression of what these young people are going to do, stepping into a newness of life and the old being crushed and left in the waters of baptism, and you know, coming out, identifying as someone who no longer lives in the flesh, but someone who now identifies with living in a new way, living in a new life, having a new mind, having a new ability to step outside of. And I recognize that, like at five, how much bad could you do? Well, there's a lot, but I just want us all to grab a hold of this understanding. Maybe you're not being dunked in the waters of baptism, but you still have the opportunity today to step into new life, to come into a place of aligning your mind outside of captivity and into a place of freedom in Christ. So I'm going to take our first two, which I'm going to ask Ben and Ryder if you would come down here. Generally, I have you sit in the water for a little bit before, like, so you can soak. No, I'm kidding. But today, I want to do something a little bit different. I'm going to pick them up and throw them in. Maybe. You never know. Yeah. So, I want to release a few words over these guys. So, if the Lord puts a word on you, on your heart, for either Ben or Ryder, I just want to invite you to come and share that. I'm going to limit it, though, because we've got a lot of baptisms, and so I want to be mindful of kind of everything going on, but I actually am going to start this off. So, Ben, I actually was thinking about you a minute ago, and I saw you take a step and take another step and take another step, and you turned around and you looked and you went, that can't be my footprint, because they were like massive, like the size of this gym kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, you stepped, but you couldn't believe how big your footprint was. And the Lord told me that you are a spiritual giant, but you don't feel like you are, that you don't recognize the bigness that's in you. And when you begin to see your footprints, you know, the things, the work of your hands, the things that the Lord is going to do through you, you're going to go, that was me. Like, the Lord used me to do that. So I just want to encourage you that don't see yourself smaller than you are. Don't think of yourself as, you know, little or young, or like, you are a spiritual giant in the kingdom of God. Yeah. And Ryder, I know that you wrestle, and so I don't want to totally pull from that, but I couldn't help it, because you remind me of someone who's a fighter, who, not like mean fighter, but a fighter like, I saw you not only being able to overcome the battles that a lot of people face as you grow older, but your ability to then turn and help other people see freedom in what they're fighting, because you learned how to do it at a young age. And as you learn how to fight at a young age, you'll be able to use the wisdom that God put in you to give to other people, so they can be equipped to see their fights won and their battles changed and won. And so, just thank you. Anyone else have any words for either one of these guys? Come on, teenagers.
Ryder. Zach was sharing. I kept looking at you. I was like really drawn to you. I love you too, Ben. But I was just really drawn to you. And I kept hearing the Lord say, steadfast, 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 steadfast. And I feel like as the middle child, that's probably not what people typically think when they look at you. But I see that, like, this steadfastness is going to come out of your life. And when the Lord is asked, what do you think of your son Ryder, he's going to say, he is steadfast. And that is such a, that's the consistency of the ages, when at the later in your life, when you can look back over your life and people say of you, you have been steadfast and consistent in your love with the Lord. That is one of the best testimonies you can ever have, and I see that in your life. It's like I see this longevity of consistently loving the Lord, and I just want to like speak that over you, that that is going to be the testimony of your life, that in every season, every high and every low, that you have been steadfast and consistent in your love for Jesus. So I speak that over you.
By the way, being the middle child is the best.
Enemy lines to get things and go on special assignments, and there's going to be this protection and covering over you. It's going to terrify your mother, but your dad's going to be like, this is the Lord. And I just bless you to know that when you're on assignment for the Lord, he's covering you. And I see this fearless warrior in you to go and do things like, I encourage you to study David's mighty men, some of the crazy things they did just for the sake of doing it. And there was this fearlessness in them of believing, knowing that. And Ben, when I asked the Lord for a word for you, Ben, I just heard wisdom and knowledge and counsel. And I felt like the Lord was just reminding me that you, even at this age, are so full of counsel and wisdom. There's going to be so many who even you give godly advice and counsel and wisdom to. And I bless you to know that you're full of wisdom of the Lord and counsel. I see the Lord expanding that, so you're going to be giving counsel and wisdom to so many. I bless you both. We love you.
Amen. Well, I'm going to pray over both of you, and I'm going to baptize you first. So, would you guys stand up? Yeah, stretch your hands out. You can come lay your hands on them if you want, but I just want to declare over you and your family. So, Jesus, Lord, thank you for the mighty work of your hands in these two young men. Thank you, Lord, that you are calling them higher and higher and higher. You have branded them and marked them. And Lord, we come into agreement with what you're saying and what you're doing in these two young men. Lord, I pray you give their parents wisdom in the coming season as these two begin to grow. And I just coming into agreement with Zeke's word, as the match has been lit and the fire has been ignited, I pray, Father, for just an increase in their gifting, increase of their wisdom, increase of what they understand and know of you, that you would launch them from this day in Jesus' name. We bless them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sorry, I have a little liberty to take this. So when I heard the Lord talk, was sharing with me about you being Jonathan and his armor bearer. And when they went to take the army of the Philistines, there were two of them, they climbed up that cliff. And when they did it together, they killed 20 men, and it created such fear that the rest of the army ran. But I see you two walking together, doing incredible things that seem absolutely impossible. But when you do it together and you believe in the word of the Lord in your lives, nothing will be impossible for you two.
So really quick, because I heard the same exact story over you. And this was the heart of the armor bearer, though. He looked at Jonathan and he said, I'm with you. Do whatever is in your heart to do. And so I see that connection of you're crazy enough to say, we should try this, and you're more crazy to say, okay. So, all right, we're going to have Ben, you want to come up here? Baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You guys have no idea how much of a joy and a pleasure I have from being a part of doing, of baptizing, especially young ones. I mean, especially when they come to the place, like we don't do this, we don't sprinkle babies, we dedicate babies. If you got sprinkled, that's your business. I'm not trying to knock anything anybody does. We just firmly believe that you should know why you're doing what you're doing and what you're doing so that it does the work in you that the Lord designed baptism to do in you, which really is about learning to identify in His death, burial, and His resurrection. And so... Look, these guys are cold. You should go get them changed. We're going to enter into worship for a little bit and then get some more going here in a minute.
I just want to encourage you guys, like, as we were singing that Shake It Off thing, I could feel in the room that there's this drawing unto the Lord that is happening in this room. Like, I can see Him, like, hovering in this place. And even with the baptisms and the different things that's going on, He's not going anywhere. Like, you're not going to scare Him off. But there's this, like, a little bit of uncertainty from some people. Like, I'm feeling something pulling me at my very core, but it makes me a little nervous. I want to encourage you say yes. That's where that yes cry was coming from. It was like, we just say yes, no matter if we understand it, whether it feels a little weird, like I'm going to shake off what I don't understand, and I'm going to shake off what feels a little different, and I'm just going to say yes because I'm going to trust you because you're a trustworthy God. So if you're leading me forward, I'm going to say yes and trust that the ground is going to just come up in front of me. So I just want to encourage you, if you're feeling that, it's Jesus. Lean in.
I'm going to confirm that. And as she was singing that song, I saw the front being filled with those little shoes, those little leather shoes you see if you've ever been to the Holocaust Museum, where all the shoes were left behind after they had been burned. And I saw these shoes just flying forward to the altar. And it was like the Lord was saying, I'm still healing the trauma of generations, and I want you guys to fully embrace that today as you're coming forward and just release it and shift.
I kind of envision this kind of going this way, where we would baptize, we would celebrate, we would worship, something in that shake it off that, it's literally just shaking off that dead old, like that. So we are going to now baptize Gio Valentina. And so, listen, if you haven't had the opportunity yet to spend time with this family, I dare you to. No, I challenge you to. I'm going to tell a story on them really quick, just so that you know something about the Lopez family. So they had Sage and I over for dinner. Andrew's family was here. His parents were here from Costa Rica. And we had a beautiful dinner. And then we sat down, and his parents prophesied over us, and we all worshiped together. It was beautiful. I mean, we worshiped and prophesied, and his parents speak almost exclusively Spanish, so Gio was our translator. Yeah, it was awesome. But it's the lifestyle that their family lives, is a life of worship, prayer, and a desire to see the heart of God. And so I share that so that I can share a word with Gio. I actually saw you walking, and I saw, like, I don't know how best to describe it other than, like, disease or we'd say COVID, whatever, trying to infect you, and I saw the inability to infect you, but not because you were closed in a little glass container or a bubble, but because he that is inside of you is greater than he that's in the world. And when the things come to try and pollute you and carry you away, that which has been instilled inside of you is what repels that which tries to take you away. And so I declare over you that you will not be infected, but you will be an infector in Jesus' name of the kingdom of God. Yeah. And Valentina, I actually saw the word of God coming out of your mouth. Like, I saw you speaking, and it was coming straight from the heart of God. And I saw walls falling down with a word. Like, as you speak what God tells you to speak, I saw things that are holding people in prisons and behind walls and stuff suddenly just come down, and they were able to be free because of the word of God that's inside of you. And so I just challenge you to keep your ear close to the heart of God so you can hear what he's saying. Speak what he says, and you will see the walls come down. Okay. Do you have something?
The first thing I heard is, the first will be last and the last shall be first. And that's you. You're going to be first. I saw, and I know you're a little girl, but I saw a lion's mane. A huge lion's mane. It went all the way down your back. And when you opened your mouth, the earth shook. The earth trembled because of the word of the Lord that is within you. Going to come forth out of
God doesn't give you a little kid spirit. He gives you his entire spirit. Like, there's no such thing as junior Holy Spirit. The same spirit that is inside of you is inside of me. Inside of your parents. He doesn't give you, and when you grow up, you finally get a big spirit. You have the Spirit of God.
Blessing that you are partaking and living in, and I just feel for both of you. Some people might maybe perceive you as a little stubborn, but I feel the Lord is saying it's actually your ones with a conviction, and there is a big difference, you know. And I feel like you really, He's establishing convictions, a godly convictions, His convictions about Him, who He is, in your heart. And it's like you're set on that, and there is nothing that will get your mind out of that conviction, or your life out of that. And there is just this, like, I just feel this strong conviction. And like I said, some people might, you know, perceive you, oh, they are just stubborn ones, but I just bless you to stay strong in the convictions of the Lord that He has placed in your heart, and just follow them to the end.
Knowledge, like a love for what God has hidden in His Word. And the Bible says that it is the glory of God to hide a matter, and the glory of kings to seek it out. And I saw you writing like a scribe, but in a king's palace, like you were transcribing things and getting a revelation from the Lord, and then making it accessible so that other people could know Him better. So I just bless you in that.
Thank you, Lord. Would you guys stand? I want to pray for these guys. The reason I have you stand is I'm trying to give you exercise, but I really believe we need to honor the Lord in our prayer. So, Father, we thank you for Giovanni and for Valentina. Lord, we just pray that you would today, Lord, as they are taking this next step with you, I pray, Father, that they would rise out of the waters of baptism, and Lord, they would see things they've never seen. Their eyes would be open to be able to see the kingdom in a way that they've never seen before, that they would understand what they carry on the inside of them, that they are being co-buried and being co-resurrected with Jesus in this time of baptism, and they're going to see a marked difference in their life today. Lord, I pray you give wisdom to Drew and to Becca, Lord, as they parent these mighty warriors for you. I pray, Lord, that you would give them dreams and visions, prophetic words over their children as they release them and release. Lopez, I baptize you.